producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Today for another What's in Your Town tour. We love these because it gets us outside of, what would be normally the home base, which could be Bismarck, it could be Fargo, it could be Minot, it could be Grand Forks on any given day. But I don't know about you. I think there's enough attention on the big cities in North Dakota and not nearly enough on where there is a lot of good old-fashioned common sense. And that's why we're in spud country of spoiler country of Grafton today. For the broadcast, and looking forward to getting to meet some folks here. We have a busy couple of days here. We're actually just coming off, obviously, the Watford City visit yesterday out there with the North Dakota Petroleum Council's legislative tour of oil and gas country. So I enjoyed that today in Grafton for the What's in Your Town tour. And by the way, thank our sponsors for the What's in Your Town tour, not only today here in Grafton, but also the folks that take us all across the state. And we were in Kenmare last Friday, and we got just a robust schedule. A couple of times a month, we do one of these What's in Your Town tours, and they're brought to you by Cloverdale. In fact, I brought with me some of the Don Russell Big Flavor Tour coupons for some of that bacon. Everything's better with bacon, and we appreciate Cloverdale for their sponsorship, as well as Arvig. The folks at Arvig, of course, are expanding, and that long known as sort of a Minnesota telecommunications outfit. They are expanding all across North Dakota as well. So appreciate what they're doing and bringing high-speed internet to these smaller communities. And we have a brand-new sponsor that will join us on the statewide What's in Your Town tour, and that's Marvin Windows. And that happened because of our trip here to Marvin Windows in Grafton. We're going to meet the folks from the Marvin Windows and Doors a little later on today on the program. We also thank our local sponsors here that have made this broadcast possible, and that includes our friends at Choice Financial. Stopped into the bank this morning, got to meet the bank president's Tom, the chairman's Tom, the president is Tony, and the and Denny. And Denny's a big listener, I understand. He's a regular listener to the program, so make sure you stop in there. And Denny loaded me up with a couple of goodies from Choice Financial, so I'm flying the flag for Choice Financial today. And, of course, they're not only in Grafton, I was in their bank at Bismarck yesterday as well. So Choice Financial also expanding west as well, and we appreciate their sponsorship. Of course, Campbell Farms handled breakfast this morning with two of the three Campbell brothers and at Granny's Cafe, and we enjoyed that a great deal. And we're going to talk a little bit about that later on with Senator Tom Campbell, who will join us on the program today, and the Campbell for Senate campaign, also one of our sponsors today here as well. We're looking forward to Tom Campbell getting back and providing that great leadership, that business acumen in the state legislature. That is, if the good voters of Northeast North Dakota send him back come November. The Grafton Chamber of Commerce, also one of our sponsors today, and a brand new business in downtown Grafton called the Luscious Boutique. Looking forward to stopping by there as well. So we appreciate them and everything they've done. We're going to meet a couple of folks. First of all, whenever we come to somebody's house, We like to start the program by saying thank you, and we are in Mark Wagner's house today, North Valley Career and Technology Center. He's the director here. Mark, thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming.
Appreciate that very much, and we also get a chance to catch up with the mayor. Chris West is here today. Mayor, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for coming up. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good to be here. And a lot going on in Grafton these days.
It's a busy little town.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
What do you want folks to know about Grafton?
Well, you know, you start talking about small community, Scott, and you ask about, you know, why Grafton? Why a small community? If you live in a Fargo or a Bismarck or a big area, and you just kind of think, why would I adventure off to a smaller community? And let me tell you a few key points about our community and why I think our small town is just a great little place to be. It's just kind of a gem on the map. We're a small progressive community. We boast some of the world's best farmland, obviously, in the Red River Valley here. We got great stewards of the land. The farmers of the area are just top-notch. We have manufacturing ranging from ag to oil equipment all the way to Marvin Windows here in our community, so we hit the full realm there. We have low unemployment. Currently, there's over 100 jobs available in our small community, and it's quite various in the sectors that they are in the range. So if you're looking for a job, take a peek. It's a great little place to be that way. We are a safe community. We have a great police department, ambulance service, fire department. You know, we're just top-notch that way. We are always on top of what's new and what's great for those services as well. Our schools, obviously, here we've talked to Mark and some other people from the schools, but our schools, our hospitals, our nursing home, you know, they're all great partners for our community. They just do it for us.
You know, one of the things I appreciate about a community like Grafton, having spent a fair amount of time in the oil patch, is you have a true sense of community here.
Yes.
And that is almost slipped away from similar-sized communities, you know, straight down Highway 2 and, you know, was there a road that we could take straight west out of here that would get us all the way to the oil patch?
Once we get you here, we leave you here.
Is that how it works? Yeah, it's not a bad idea. But, you know, I mean, if we just went ahead and due west from Grafton today, we'd hit some communities of similar size that really are losing a sense of community. And it's part of the growing pains, and everybody's working hard to bring it back. But I can think of folks today probably listening in Stanley, and Tioga and Watford City and Williston that might want to step off the treadmill a little.
Yep.
You know, because there was a day Williston and Grafton would have a lot of similarities in population size and, you know, kind of downsizing a little bit in the schools and everything else. And you know, I hope folks that maybe love North Dakota but just see their community, you know, a little different than they'd like.
Yep.
Should think long and hard about, you know, relocating to a community like Grafton, in my view.
You bet. Like I said, we're a small community of 4,300, so we're kind of a unique blend. We're not in the small sector, but we're not in the big sector by any means either.
Yeah, you got everything you need here.
Yes.
Right?
There's not much that we can't get in our community. Maybe things that you choose to get elsewhere. But
what do you need?
People. We need some more people in our community, obviously. We're looking at, you know, like I said, there's over 100 jobs available today in Grafton if you want to work. So.
Let's talk about some of those jobs. Mark Wagner, as I mentioned, is the director of the North Valley Career and Technology Center. And I love what you do, Mark. And I love, for lack of a better term, the tech schools, right? They used to be called the technical schools, I guess. But, I mean, some of those 100 jobs, you could send kids right out of here. And maybe we've got folks in the audience that say, I like what I heard from the mayor about the town. I'll come there, I'll get a new skill, and I'll take on one of these jobs. What kind of skills can you teach them here?
Well, we're a regional facility, so that means that we have, you know, the member schools come in, but we also have an adult education portion, and that's where we have the CDL, so we can get them their commercial driver's license. Welding is a very popular.
And by the way, the first two you mentioned pay big dollars right now all throughout North Dakota, and you get a job the second you got your degree, right?
Correct. Correct. So those are our most popular adult classes that we have here. But in secondary, students, they have the opportunity to take construction, drafting, modern business technology, health careers. Of course, that's another popular one. We have the marketing classes, and then the auto technology, the other one. So there's a lot of opportunities as far as coming completely right out of this school into the job market. There is jobs available, but we also encourage them to go on to another school, get a little more training. Or we have some businesses that are willing to train the students.
So if I wanted my CDL from the time I walk in to the time I leave, how long?
180 hours.
So whatever kind of schedule you can commit to that. Yeah. And what is typical? How long? I mean, how long does that take somebody to get 180 hours of training for CDL?
Well,
is it a year or is it less?
Oh, no. 3 months.
All right.
I mean, because a lot of evenings.
I mean, there's not a reason for anybody to be unemployed in the state of North Dakota when I can, for 3 months, invest some time, get my CDL, and go make $120,000 a year in the oil patch.
Yep.
And, I mean, welders, if you have your own equipment, $100 an hour.
Yep.
I mean, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you know, $100 an hour. So, you know, I would imagine some of those 100 jobs you're talking about, Mayor.
Oh, there's, yeah.
Same thing. So, I mean, you can come here and start a new life, build a new dream in Grafton, North Dakota, right?
You bet. Come on down.
Yeah, that's great. What do you want the rest of the state to know as far as, hey, you know, a lot of attention goes in the oil patch these days, right? And for good reason, they have a lot of needs. But what do you need here? What do you need here from the rest of the taxpayers of the state of North Dakota?
Well, it's like any small community. You know, tax base is the core of how we grow and what we do. Fortunately, we have a controlled growth in our community, so that's nice. We have a new bean plant coming in. Remington Seed Company is coming in. That's going to provide an additional 15 full-time jobs and 15 part-time seasonal jobs. Marvin Windows is expanding and looking for some more people.
That's a huge addition to the community. How long has that been now since Marvin moved over?
Oh, Marvin's has been here for what?
Better than 10 years, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's been longer than that. So.
I remember it was a big deal when they first came over to North Dakota.
And still is a big deal.
It is. And I mean, Marvin Windows is a major iconic brand, and what a great company. For folks in Western North Dakota don't know, this is a company that shares very generously with their employees and their annual bonuses, and it's just a rock solid company to work for. So, how about housing, Chris? How are you doing on affordable housing here?
Well, it's like the rest of the state, the rest of the country, I guess, for that matter. We're a little low on some housing. It is a little bit tight, but we're seeing some continued growth in building. And, the rotation of housing stock in our community has been really good. So, it's not too bad. If you look for a little while, you'll find something. That's not a problem.
And certainly a lot better, again, in other areas where there's enormous pressure on it. So there's just another reason. You're going to get a lot more house for the dollar in Grafton, North Dakota, than you are in Watford City, Stanley, or Williston today.
Grand Forks or Fargo,
exactly, yeah. Right. So that's something to be said for, too. Well, I appreciate you guys painting this picture and kicking us off today with our conversation. Thanks a bunch.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
If somebody's looking for a house, they can talk to us. We build houses, too, every year. So.
You build them. How many do you build a year, Mark?
We build one. We have the students build a house, so we're looking for somebody that's interested. So if they need a house,
I'm interested.
Talk to us, too.
So I'm going to take the first one off the line, I think.
Okay.
But Mark Wagner, North Valley Career and Technology Center, and Mayor Chris West today of Grafton. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Golden Girls when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake. Lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We have both Golden Girls today. Ellen Radner isn't in the Sudan or, Zimbabwe. Where haven't you been, Ellen Radner? I mean, my gosh, you've been a world champion.
I haven't been in the United States a whole lot.
Wait,
I have breaking news.
Let's have it, BQ. Give me the
breaking news.
I'm ready for it.
Today is Ellen's birthday.
I knew that, and I hadn't even looked at the calendar, for crying out loud. It is the 28th.
Oh, my God.
Right, and Scotty's the 22nd of October, and Blanquita's the 27th of February.
You know, Ellen's like my wife. She never forgets a birthday. It's just absolutely amazing to me. I mean, I'm terrible. But the reason I know Ellen's birthday is because I was part of the mother of all birthday celebrations in Washington, D.C. on September the 10th, 2011. And, of
wow.
course, we all know the day after the world changed, including Washington, D.C. I mean, we're walking around the White House like we owned it, and the next day you couldn't get in there without an Uzi. So I'll never forget.
Oh, yeah.
And that was what, Ellen? Was that the big 5-0?
That was the big 5-0. That was a while back, my friend. I'm an old bat now.
Yeah, and I, by the way, the October 22nd that you mentioned, that's my big 5-0. So bring it on, baby.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Are you going to have a big celebration out there?
I'm catching up to you, for crying out loud.
And my big 5-0 will be February 27th.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, I love it. Well, BQ, I think we ought to sing Ellen a happy birthday just because
we love
her so much.
No, but you know where I am. I'm in the great state of Ohio, which is where I'd rather be than any place.
Are you? The home state. The home state of Ohio. Yeah. And this is.
Yeah. I know you love North Dakota, but I got to tell you, Ohio wins it all.
No, well, I do like John Kasich. He's done a nice job there. I'll give you that.
It's not North Dakota, and it ain't Texas, but it's a great state.
Yeah, it is. It's not
Everybody
North Dakota, it's not
Texas.
Everybody
got upset with me because I went after my cousin by marriage, who's the Ohio State Treasurer, and I really, you know, went after him when he ran for senator. And interestingly enough, even my cousins who are Republicans, of which I have many, changed their mind after cousin Josh went after Governor Kasich, the most popular governor in the state, and head of his party.
Wow. I'll tell you another. I'll tell you another reason I like Ohio. You remember Ken Baker, the former president of UND, and his wife Toby, who was on the radio quite a bit with us during the flood of 97. Ken and Toby. I think Ken still is the president of the university there. It's a state school in Ada, Ohio. So if you ever get to Ada, you can see your buddy Ken and Toby Baker, Ellen. One of your main.
I will. So,
and by the way, I should.
An Ohio case that Blanquita has been following. Blanquita, you want to talk about?
Before you do, Ellen, high school classmate.
Yeah?
All right. Before you do, though, talk about breaking news out of Ohio. I saw Kim Holmes at Sanders this weekend. On Saturday night, we had dinner at Sanders in Grand Forks. And Kim is selling the restaurant to his longtime right-hand guy there. And Mashed Potato Man is retiring, but he wanted me to say hi to his favorite left-wing wacko, Ellen Ratner. So I've done it.
Okay.
Right. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Great. Well, tell him thank you, and I'll be back. But, Blanquita, talk about this case decided on and overturned by, well, he didn't overturn it. It was his decision. My high school buddy was overturned by an appellate court.
Well, this was 15-year Danny that you're talking about. On the Federal Appeals Court turned over the criminal conviction of 16 Amish men and women in a series of beard and hair cuttings because they were they were convicted of a hate crime. And Ellen said 15 years for cutting people's beards and, you know, cutting their hair is just preposterous. And it was overturned in the federal court.
I even named the federal judge who's my classmate who sentenced him to 15 years, 15-year Danny.
15-year Danny. Well, and Ellen has a very odd view of lawbreakers and how they ought to be dealt with. If it were up to Ellen, the jails would be empty, which is kind of scary. But what do you think should happen to this guy, Ellen?
Well, I think he should have gotten some sentence, but maybe 2 years or so. I mean, I think that 15 years was ridiculous. And, you know, I mean, I know you and Blanquita say, you know, throw away the keys, but that is not what I...
Well, I don't know that I'd say throw away the keys. The concern, and I thought about this, Ellen, because, you know, when you think about cutting off some Amish guy's beard, it doesn't seem so bad. Like for 15 years, but what if the guy, what if it had been a woman who was wearing a hijab, or if she were wearing a burqa, or if they, you know, cut somebody's payas, the curls that come down from a Jewish guy that's Orthodox, would we take it so lightly? And would they, I mean, I think 15 years is preposterous. I'd rather put them out there in some sort of community service, real hard, heavy-duty community service. But is it
right.
Because the guy's
can I pull this back to a program where the two of you argue about national and international things? Do you mind if we jump to the next level?
This is a national issue.
I get
made it into USA Today.
It's a big deal. I understand. I'm not poo-pooing it. It is fascinating debate without question. But when the world is burning at the hands of ISIS and you got Russia. By the way, have you heard the Ukraine president today? Ukraine's president accused Russia of invading. His country, calling for an emergency UN Security Council meeting. And the president, your boy, Obama Rama time, is golfing, is hobnobbing with folks at Martha's Vineyard, will not leave.
He's back in Washington.
Washington. Big deal. Just do something. Anything. Why do we refuse to respond to this?
Makes me nuts, Neil. It makes me nuts. It makes me nuts. I had an email from a friend of mine, Neil, who said, why shouldn't the president go out and be golfing? I was fighting with him this morning. I
agree. Why shouldn't the president be golfing? He's still president. He has to pay attention to everything, whether he's on the golf course or whether he's sitting in his office.
I understand. But let me ask you this, and please answer this honestly, like nobody you know in the White House is listening, okay? So this is just us. This is just Scott, Blanquita.
This is his family.
And, yeah, it's family here. If George W. Bush, as president, had golfed the same amount of rounds at the same times as President Barack Obama with similar, very, very, very serious international things. You don't think you'd be on the radio ripping George W. Bush along with every other Democrat?
Well, of course I would. But the point is that that's just being partisan. And the fact is because George Bush was rich enough to have his own ranch and he could go down there and be president, no one ever saw what he did.
Oh, but Alan, come on. First of all, he cut brush. And I defend the president for taking a vacation. I defend him to golf. The question is when. How many times?
And Scotty, remember they gave Bush such grief when they looked at his face when he was given the news about 9/11, just because he was trying to decide whether he should continue the discussion with the kids or get the heck out of there? And you remember how much they just absolutely pummeled him for that?
Yeah, I do.
Continuing to read My Pet Goat.
And by the way, the president did one time, and I was critical at the time of this. President Bush did, do a little mini press conference, and I believe it was something about Iraq, and he happened to be on the golf course, and they did a photo op. And after the photo op, he went and hit his drive and said to the media, watch this. But the point is, Ronald Reagan loved to golf, but he dialed it back when he was president because he knew it didn't look good. And this guy is so arrogant and so inept that he continues to put it in our face. Drives me crazy. Thanks to the Golden Girls.
President Obama inept.
He is.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny of financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We're in Grafton today for the What's in Your Town tour. My thanks to Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. You know, 10 minutes a day on the radio with Ellen Ratner and my blood pressure skyrockets. We only did about 4 minutes of politics today. But anyway, and I see somebody has emailed, who gives a rip that it's Ellen Ratner's birthday? Now, seriously, even the worst political opponent, if you can't spend 5 minutes to say, you know, happy birthday to something, I think it's time that you, maybe do something to vent a little bit. So to that emailer, come on. We're crying out loud. Anyway, and I think what he's saying is there's more important things to talk about. He's probably right, but, Ellen's a dear friend, so we had to wish her happy birthday. We are in Grafton today for the What's in Your Town tour, which is brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale. Don Russell's Big Flavor wagon is a blast. It's going to be a lot of Bison home games this year. For all you Bison fans, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Don Russell Cloverdale Big Flavor wagon. Can't hardly wait for Bison football this year. And whenever we hit towns, we always talk about bacon. Because I don't know what you think, but with bacon, everything's better. Maybe potatoes, too. I'm in potato country, so some of those Campbell potatoes, some of that Cloverdale bacon, you're in great shape, folks. And Arvid Communications, Marvin Windows, which is right here in Grafton, our sponsors of all of our What's in Your Town tour stops. And, of course, our broadcast today in Grafton brought to you by Choice Financial, by Campbell Farms, by the Campbell for Senate campaign, by the Grafton Chamber of Commerce, and by Luscious Boutique. And we're going to be chatting on the program today with lots of folks about what's happening in Grafton here, including Todd Morgan, the executive director of the Grafton Chamber of Commerce. We're going to talk with Senator Tom Campbell, talk a little bit about what he brings to the state legislature. I'm really curious to talk to Tom a little bit about just his story and farming and the things they've done here, and as well taking the small town Grafton story and Hoople story and Larimore story and Northwood and into the state legislature. Eric Hardemeyer will be here. He's the president of the Bank of North Dakota. We're talking about student loan program today on the program. And Vicky Hamm and Jason Del. How do you say Jason's last name? Help me there, Tom. Jason Degeldre, who's the production manager for Marvin Windows. Any idea? Is he local?
Degelder.
Degelder. Okay, all right. Is that a Grafton name? Degelder? Yeah. Is it all right? Nothing worse than coming to a town and butchering a name. So I was going to call him Jason D, but now I can call him Jason Degelder. Anyway, he's with Marvin Windows. So they'll be here about 10:30 today on the program as well. Looking forward to those conversations. Right now, however, we're pleased to be joined by Sue Forster. And Sue is the assistant superintendent of what used to be the state school, which used to be the North Dakota Developmental Center, and now is properly called the Life Skills and Transition Center in Grafton. Sue, how are you?
I am doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Nice to see you. Appreciate all the good work you do with the Life Skills and Transition Center. And do it with a couple of guys I know, Alex, the big boss.
Yep.
And my brother-in-law, Paul Colston, works with you there,
too. Good guy.
Yeah. So hi to Paul and Alex, okay?
All right.
Yeah, appreciate what they do. And I know Alex is getting pulled into all kinds of things all across the state with the Department of Human Services, so you probably don't see him much these days, huh?
Well, we see him quite often, even though he's busy out and about in the other parts of the state, too. But, yep, he kind of still stays around and keeps us in line.
Yeah, that's great. I know he was out of town today. It would have been fun to see him. But
yes, he is.
Talk a little bit about what the Life Skills and Transition Center is now, because some people have a vision of the state school or the developmental center, but it's evolved, it's changed, and it's growing. Tell us about it.
All right. Okay, the Life Skills and Transition Center now is way different than the developmental center or the Grafton State School. Our major role throughout the state now is a residential space for people whose needs exceed the community resources. In other words, they, for some reason, at one point in their life, they were unsuccessful in their home, and then they would come to us, and hopefully over a period of time would get to go back home. The main goal is for people to live in their home communities. And then,
typically they would have some significant health challenges?
They would have some significant medical health or behavioral health challenges.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
And obviously, as you say, the main thing is that you want to get them help at home.
Right.
But if that's not possible, then what do you do?
Right.
Right. So
right.
I would imagine it's a great relief for families to have a resource like this when they're in a very difficult situation like that.
It is. Yeah. It is. People are very thankful, the families and then the community providers, too.
And is there any typical age range?
Typically, the latest admissions over the past couple of years have been younger. You know, our youth program has expanded from 4 to 18, which is quite a significant expansion, and then younger adults. You know, transitioning from school to adulthood.
And do you call them patients, clients?
Call them individuals, people just like you and I.
Sure, yeah. Yep. So, when you work with, how many people on average are at the Life Skills and Transition Center?
Right now, there's 82 people that live on campus. And then we also, in 2010, started providing services and supports to people in the community, which was a milestone event for us as a state institution or the Life Skills Center. So we have three homes in Grafton where 13 people live in the three homes.
And that, I would imagine, is a great transition when they're going to go back to a similar facility in a community wherever they live.
Right, right. Yeah. Yep, yep.
Yeah, and is that, I don't know if this is a correct term, but is that a group home? I mean, would that be what we previously thought of as a group home?
No, actually not.
Okay.
Because these are houses, duplexes. Two or three people live in each one.
Okay, so it's more like apartment living for them.
Apartment living, ISLA apartment living. Yep.
I got it. Okay, very mm-hmm. good, very
yep.
good. And, group homes would sometimes serve a similar function to what you're doing on a larger scale here in various communities, would they not?
Correct, correct.
Is that the correct term these days, group home?
Yep, they're so-called group homes.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they're not in a lot of smaller communities, so there's going to be many times when that's not available, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And so anyway, you were telling me about the story and what you do. So typical, time frame for these folks to be here would be how long? Any typical?
We would hope that it would be less than a year, but sometimes it's longer. It just depends upon the person and then where they're going back to in their family situation or, you know, their personal situation.
So the goal is always to say, hey, you know, this is temporary.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. And, of course, we have long-term folks that have lived with us for a long time, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
And give me a couple examples, if you wouldn't mind, of stories that really tell the story of what you do and the good work at the Life Skills and Technology Center.
All right. Okay. The first example I'd like to share is we have a young man that was living on his own in Grand Forks and had some personal struggles and then came to live with us at the Life Skills and Transition Center. And over a period of about a year, he's put his life together pretty significantly, and he was doing some volunteer work uptown at the Record, and he was just recently, within the last couple of months, offered a full-time 40-hour-per-week job at the Grafton Record, Morgan Publishing.
Wow.
So we're really excited about that
for him.
Yeah,
so he's going to stay.
Yeah, he's going to stay, and hopefully we can, you know, find him a place to live in the community versus with us at the Life Skills Center.
But he's working. And
yep.
Again, I mean, there's now a sense of purpose there, right?
Exactly.
And a sense of self-worth, and this is exciting, and, you know.
Very, just You know, no staff support, no job coach, just him and the other employees at the Record.
Is it a tough sell, in this case, the Grafton Record, to say, no, obviously they got to know this young man. They know probably what you do better than most because they're here.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, businesses all throughout the state. Is it a tough sell to say we'd like you to have somebody that's had a tough time and has been at the Life Skills and Technology Center?
I think at times it has been for other people, but the Grafton community is so overwhelming supportive of our people and our programs. We have so many people involved in jobs across town, social events, community volunteer. I mean, I think we have over 500 volunteer events that we do out and about in Grafton. So not here, not us, but I know some communities do, but we really have a great relationship with, we've been doing this for 20 years with the Grafton community, and they are so supportive of us. That's what makes us so successful, I believe.
What advice would you give to employers, too? I mean, you know, everywhere I go, anywhere in the state of North Dakota, everybody's number one concern is finding good people,
mm-hmm.
filling unfilled, you know, employment right now.
Right.
And you need to get creative in this economic environment right now.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you have for employers about, the people that you ultimately are training?
Well, the people that we are working with, they love to work. They love to go to work. They're dependable. They're reliable. Their staff support will help them through any of the challenges that they have, but they have proven to be excellent employees. The other success story I wanted to share just because...
Please, tell me another one. I love these.
So great is we started probably about 20 years ago, too, a trophy room in our Cody East job training center.
What do you mean a trophy room now?
Well, where they build trophies for basketball tournaments.
Oh, they're making them.
They're making
them. They're actually making them.
Okay,
good.
Them.
I thought you were displaying the trophies.
Yeah,
so, okay,
nope.
All right.
So where they make them, and 2 years ago, we moved to an uptown store downtown. And we rent it, and the revenues from our trophy sales pay for the rent and for the employment. And we're probably one of the stellar trophy stores in this part of the state.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's great.
Well, that is fantastic. And how do you market them?
Just through word of mouth and internet. You know, all the local schools use us. That's from north, south of us. I mean, they're super busy. That's great.
That is really neat.
Yeah.
And this the individual you're talking about, I mean, how many people work in the trophy room, for instance?
Four individuals work at the trophy store. Yep.
So there's a prime example where they're doing that maybe on a temporary basis, right? They're,
mm-hmm.
they're getting a skill, but then they could go out retail and use that skill somewhere else, right?
Build it and retail it, exactly.
Do you help them find the positions, too?
I personally?
No, the center.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. We have job coaches, and then we have a job procurement person that does a lot of the community relation things. In fact, we have a lot of jobs out at Marvin Windows. You're going to be speaking with them later this morning. We have people that work out there. We have jobs that we do on campus for them, and then we're marketing right now to start a new job with them.
I tell you, that is really something I think people should think long and hard about with the challenges that every business has in finding people.
Mm-hmm.
For one, we have some folks in our extended family that have a young boy with Down syndrome, and I mean it is heartwarming. It is absolutely heartwarming to see I have dear friends that have a brother. My buddy Jerome Richter from the University of Mary has a brother. Andy, adult now with Down syndrome. And you see the impact that has on the family. I think the same thing could come to a lot of businesses
mm-hmm.
where you recognize, hey, you're helping someone, but they bring a lot and they really remind you of just what life's all about.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So I really think businesses should think long and hard about it. And I'm glad you're doing what you're doing here in Grafton at the Life Skills and Transition Center, Susan, and appreciate you sharing a little bit of the story today with us.
All right, thank you.
And it's expanding, it's growing, and a lot of good state support from all across the state doing a great service.
Yep.
The Life Skills and Transition Center in Grafton, part of the North Dakota Department of Human Services. Our guest, Sue Forrester, who's the assistant superintendent there. My best, Alex Schweitzer and Paul Coastal, okay?
All right, I sure will.
Say hi to those two.
I will say hello.
All right, more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Top of the hour, What's in Your Town Tour continues. We're in Grafton, North Dakota today, and I want to thank our friends from the North Valley Career and Technology Center for having us here today, which is fantastic. We're going to chat with the chamber president. We're going to chat with the school superintendent about what's happening here in Grafton and continue to tell you some great things that are happening up here in spoiler country, by golly. So it's fun to be here. Todd Morgan is the executive director of the Grafton Chamber of Commerce. Todd, nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
How are you doing?
Good.
Todd's a former newspaper man. We met along the way as a couple of the media guys. What do they call those newspaper guys? Ink-stained wretches or something like
that?
Yeah. And they used to call us radio guys just, you know,
all fat and happy behind the microphone, or fat and sad, or something like that. But yeah, anyway, you're now leading the chamber, and your past chair just told me you're doing an excellent job, and things are going. So life is good in Grafton, huh?
Yeah, we have our economy's doing fairly well. Our main street's vibrant and growing, and we got new things coming along all the time. And we're looking to improve. There's a new restaurant coming in town on Highway 17. I think construction will probably begin on that next spring. The land's been sold, and it's they're kind of on the QT on what it's going to be, but it's next to a Pizza Hut, so we're thinking it's going to be part of the PepsiCo Corporation.
Wow.
And,
that's a good sign when the national brands start poking around and kicking some tires.
Yeah.
What else do you need? If there are a lot of entrepreneurs listening right now, what else would you like in Grafton? If you could pick anything.
Well, we'd always like I said, a little more retail, restaurants, but we like to think that any business is a good business, and we like to develop our own entrepreneurs, and we've been working with Jack in the school district to bring some entrepreneurship to the schools. And
And the superintendent you mentioned is right here, Jack Mouse, who's the isn't that right, Jack?
Yes.
Good to see you again. How are you?
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us in your house today.
That's nice to have you.
Yeah, a little bit of construction going on here.
Yeah, it is. I knew you'd have a tough time getting to the school because it seems like all the roads to the school are closed. But
that's a good thing, though. It's a sign of growth, right?
It is, and our school has showed really remarkable growth the last 3 or 4 years, so we're sitting in a good spot right now.
So think about that. I mean, there was a day when the towns the size of schools were going the other way, right? And all the consolidation and everything else, and you're growing.
Yeah, we had a year. I mean, we had about 10 years where we were losing, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20 students. And now the last couple of years, we've gained back 103 years. So we're really excited, and you can see that definite trend.
And folks should know wherever you're at, the facilities here are pretty phenomenal, and you're adding on. But you've got everything in the school here that they're going to have in Fargo or Grand Forks or anywhere else, right?
We should. We have I think we have an ideal situation here when the North Valley's, you know, Votech or Technical Center is hooked onto the school, and kids can just walk to those classes. And, you know, with ITV and everything, yeah, I think we can offer everything that most schools can.
How is education evolving in that way? I mean, Todd just mentioned, hey, we want to take our entrepreneurs and grow them here, and have them stay here. I mean, is public education transforming in that regard?
I think it is, and I think even North Dakota is, because before it seems like everybody wanted to graduate and leave North Dakota. Even now, I think when you talk to your students, they know there's a lot of opportunities in North Dakota. So what Todd's talking about actually is a reality. You know, students are talking about staying here and developing in their own entrepreneurship.
And I imagine, Todd, when you're touring folks around, you're going to show them the school. Right, you're gonna show them Marvin Windows out there. You're gonna show them a new seed plant that's coming that the mayor told us about earlier. I mean, there's a lot of growth going on here.
Yeah, well, Grafton is a great community, a place to raise a kid, raise a child, and educate a child. And from a professional standpoint, it's a place where you can go to the gym in the morning, come home, shower, be to work at your job, and by 8 o'clock, it's a 10-minute commute to work. It's a beautiful, vibrant community. It's safe. Not everybody wants to live in a town of 50,000 people, and not everybody wants to live in a town of 2,000 people. But it's nice to live in a town of 5,000 people.
It is. I grew up in one in the West Central Minnesota. It is. I mean, everybody kind of watches out for each other, and you get a real sense of community, and that isn't everywhere these days.
Yeah, and the community does raise a child, and. And there's some pride in that, and Jack looks over his students, and we take pride in our athletic teams and our students and what they're doing in drama and speech, of course, also. But it's Grafton's a great community to live, and there's jobs here, and we would really encourage people to look into moving to Grafton. It's a great school, the Volk School, the high school. There's just a lot of things to do in Grafton. And,
I have another suggestion. If you're looking for an education, go to Granny's about 6:30 in the morning. I got one this morning, Jack, over there. So do you work with their curriculum over there with those fellas?
Oh, I'm not saying we work with their curriculum, but when we did try to get the vote passed, That was one of the stops I've made several times, and that's an interesting crowd. And you learn a lot in a hurry.
They're not afraid to share their opinions, are they?
No, they're not.
Yes.
They, come right out with it.
That's probably good for a superintendent to go over there and hear that once in a while.
Yeah, it brings you back down to earth and realize there's another side to all these stories.
Anything else you want to share, Jack, before I let you go?
No, just that we're supposed to be in our new building project by August of next year. It's an $18 million project, and we are really excited about it. And again, thank you for the opportunity.
Fantastic. And Todd, should we come up for Fall Fest?
Oh, absolutely. Kicks off September 25th and 26th and 27th, and it'll be a lot of fun. And we're going to have a chili feed on the 26th and a bake sale, or I shouldn't say a bake sale, but a pie contest.
Oh, you had me at pie. You had me at pie. I think it's a great idea to come on up and take that in. We'll take a short break, back with more of What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead, live from Grafton today. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottle 30 Days Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.